Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today, it's me, and I want to address the text message we got. Allie, are we lacking in Am I the Jerk submissions? Because these are all about you. I might have to send one in. No, we're not lacking in submissions. I just have a lot of issues. Okay?
And we're more important than you, so we're going to put ourselves in front.
Feel free, y'all. You can always send them. Yeah, ours are...
Jokes.
Are we, though? Are we joking? I'm not. I feel like I put this one to the side for a week so we could read the other ones.
Yeah.
But this one has been in the queue for a second because what I'm about to tell you happened 2 weeks ago, you guys, when I did at work. All right?
Holla at me.
Send in your suggestions, or not suggestions, your submissions, I should say, to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. All right. Am I the jerk, DZ, for the way I am behaving on the company chat?
What do you mean?
We have an app that we have to use called Slack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is aside from our email. I already deal with a lot of emails. I'm intentionally doing this on a Monday, by the way, because the staff doesn't come in on Monday. They come in on Tuesday.
Ain't
so I'm hoping to God nobody's listening that we work with.
They're not.
So if you know them, don't tell them I said this.
Send it to them.
Send it to them. When we got our hard pants, our new GM, a couple years ago came in and he said, I want you guys to start using Slack for all internal discussions. And anything external, you can use email.
Email. But internal, let's just chat on here,
so
guys.
I'm used to using email for everything.
Everything.
Business.
Or text.
So I'm not really a fan of adding another app now that I have to talk on
and
for
keep
work.
Track of. Yep.
So being in true Allie form, I didn't keep my mouth shut. I threw a fit when he said we had to have another app. I said, boss, I have 17 apps. I've got Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, email, Gmail. I started going down like every single app we have
my
now.
My dating apps too.
My dating apps on top of that.
And it's all work.
The parent app for school. Where do I start with
the
all
app? No, the apps are endless.
The point is, I felt like I could handle, email was already overwhelming for work.
It is.
So when he added a second app for work, I threw a fit. And he said, Allie, just get on it and stop having a bad attitude.
He did
so
say that.
I got on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped having a bad attitude for a week.
Did you?
Did you know? Okay, fine. 3 days. Okay. I was quiet for 3 days, you guys. And then I got on this app and all I see are people talking about happy birthday, Jim, happy birthday, Sally. Oh, our boss's dog died, which is horrible.
That sucks.
And we had, I came back to 75 messages. It's like a Twitter where it just.
The feed was active, and when you were gone, the feed definitely doesn't stop going.
75 messages when I was gone. So okay. I thought, well, surely there's something work related in here.
Important. That's got to be important.
He made us get on this app for work. No.
No.
It was 75 messages about personal life stuff, like the boss's dog dying, like somebody had a birthday.
Like people
like,
on cruises
like,
and having fun.
Did anybody, who won the basketball madness bracket, since I can't say March and that word together.
Madness.
Thank you. You know, now somebody, Radar's on here, feel free to grab a hot dog in the kitchen. I don't care!
We still got hot dogs in the kitchen?
No, but this is from last week. You know what I'm saying?
Look, it's a lot.
I'm going through it right now.
And let me break it down.
Conference room.
For anybody that doesn't really understand what's going on, like we have an app that we now have to use that is an extra system. And within this app, there's maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 additional chat lines.
It's
so it's not just one chat that we have to keep track of. We have to keep track of the station chat and then the all company chat and then the Wisconsin chat and then the news chat and then the team chat and then one more chat and then any personal independent chats or group chats that you get added into. It's basically a messaging forum to streamline conversations, but it's not streamlining anything. It's making it just harder to keep track of, because now I've got a message from our hard pants boss that since we're talking about this, I pulled it up, and this is from almost a whole week
ago. Are you looking
ago.
At it? I'm getting mad because I've got it open right now, and I'm looking back, and I'm going, none of this has to do with work. All of these messages are just, hey, somebody wrote that one of our coworkers was DJing at a bar on Friday. Like, why did I need that?
Oh, yeah, Shannon was
why
out.
Why did I need that in the group chat? Like, I don't need that on my work.
I forgot Shay Cannon was going to be out.
This does not have nothing to do with work.
Yeah.
So now I'm drawn into this other app. And it's, so now I feel bad because I'm complaining about them trying to make the morale better at work. But the problem is nobody's talking about work. So we're over here busy, frustrated, and I'm getting irritated. And now I have a bad attitude. So now I'm complaining about the one thing they're trying to use to make the morale at work better. Are you following me on why I want to know if I'm the jerk here?
I'm following.
I don't have time for all this, though. And now I look like a jerk going, oh, you don't have time to read the 5 messages about what they did for lunch today? No, not really.
Here's where it is,
though.
How
do I say this nicely? I can't.
You know, they say, like, oh, ignore what doesn't pertain to you. But when 75 messages pop in,
how do I ignore that?
It's hard to ignore, right? And when you're supposed to be using a forum for streamlined conversations,
yes.
Yet there's 40 happy birthdays or hope you're doing well, or
40 happy, like,
happy retirements, or enjoy your cruise and vacation, that's fantastic.
It gets me going.
But that's all stuff you hit people on independently at their phone, do whatever in your own leisure time. This is for work. Now I'm not paying attention to this app like that, right?
Because I'm seeing it's all garbage. And when somebody did try to hit me up for work stuff last week, guess who missed it? Me. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I was so annoyed with the 75 messages about happy birthday that I gave up.
Why would you pay attention to it when I'm just going to assume it's a happy birthday text? That ain't a direct message to me. That's somebody's problems or somebody's solutions.
I'm triggering everybody. Leticia texted and she said, child, don't even get me started on Slack.
No. Oh, you know Slack?
Shay texted and she said, you are not alone. I work at a financial and it drives me bonkers. Okay, so I'm not alone in people being able to at least relate to this.
We thought we were the only ones that use Slack.
I thought I was the only one who also was completely having my time wasted on a separate app with things that had nothing to do with work. I no wonder I'm distracted. Mm-hmm. No wonder we're all over the place.
Well, yeah.
Jeez.
I'm going to say it's a little jerky, though.
Fine. Call me a jerk. I don't care. I'm over it.
Because we could just ignore it. And I do. I mean,
how can
and I'm
I,
not
though,
telling
if
you
somebody
to,
needs me for work, I can't ignore it.
Open it and close it. You open it, you close it. When somebody says, hey, I messaged you on Slack. Oh, my bad, bro. I don't really pay attention to that because people don't use it appropriately.
I wish.
Right? Like, we're kind of letting it affect us. Right?
Somebody said, my job makes us have 2 apps, and it's so annoying because we could just be using one. And every time you log out into another one, it logged you out of the other app. That would set me off.
Gotta
At least
love
I
that.
Can use, like, our Gmail and Slack together. It doesn't change the fact that I'm more confused than ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, am I the jerk for throwing a fit about the fact that we had to add Slack and have another app now to communicate with our coworkers, even though email was just fine for me? Now I got a second one, and it's all about everyone's birthday.
Deep breath, Allie.
414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So I've been saving this one because I know I'm going to sound like a jerk, but I don't know if I care anymore. I'm so triggered by Slack, or the second app they made us get at work.
You mean third or fourth
at this
point?
And when I came back and 76 messages were there, and it was all having nothing to do with work. It was like, happy birthday. Who won the bracket for March? Hey, who's going to go to Pado? Hey, somebody's DJing. I was like, does any of this have to do with work? Or are we just having a party on Slack over here?
It's not work related. I'll tell you that.
It was not. So I'm irritated, and I threw a fit, and they say I have a bad attitude for morale, because they're trying to build morale, but Slack's, ironically, it's sending me over the edge.
Are we building it, though? Are we building it?
You know what? Let's go to Becky in Milwaukee. I'll start with her first this morning. Hi, Becky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I know I sound like I have a bad attitude, but somebody texted in and said they are triggered. They said even if it's used for work, it sucks. It creates an environment where the expectation is an immediate response.
Always.
And pressure to monitor it nonstop. Hello, mm-hmm. We still have other things to do. Triggered.
And once I leave here, I am gone, bro.
I mean, I felt like the email was enough to say, I sent you an email. Why didn't you respond? Now it's, I sent you a Slack. Why didn't you? No.
Why didn't you send me an email?
Well, because I'm on Instagram. I'm busy over here. Like, I got too much going on.
Crazy how it's not the only thing in my day, but
now
good
that
morning.
I've tried to defend myself, am I the jerk?
Becky,
you're
what you
absolutely
think?
Not the jerk at all. God. It drives me absolutely insane, but I will say, if people use Slack appropriately, there should be social channels and then work channels.
Oh, really?
And there's a difference?
Yes.
Go on.
And then you hide. You can hide the social channels or ignore them.
Wait,
I mean,
this
we
is
have
genius.
At work, like, we have a work channel that's like, everybody who has dogs, everybody who's in book club, everybody who's like a runner.
Oh.
Everybody that wants to go see your coworker DJ.
Hold on. So we have a Milwaukee team chat, and then we have a Wisconsin team chat, and both have a bunch of nonsense on them. So what we need to make is a social chat for Milwaukee where they can put things like happy birthday so-and-so, and so-and-so's DJing at a bar tonight.
Shout out Shay Ken.
That's the kind of stuff. I don't need that because... So,
we don't know how to use Slack appropriately.
I don't either, and neither does our boss.
That's what I mean. The collective,
Okay.
Come show them how to use it.
No, this is great.
We have to have you come show us how to use it.
The quickest way to get me off of this is to put nothing that has to do with work, and I will disappear. I mean, you will not see me again.
Well, when you tell me something that we have to download and use is going to be for work purposes,
and then it's not,
and it hasn't been used
for
work
everyone to hang out and go get drunk, well, that's I need a separate one. I need a text.
It's been 80% non-work related, for
80.
Real.
At least.
At least.
Maybe 90. But
maybe.
I digress. Yep. Okay, not
and
the jerk.
And then you can hide those. Not the jerk.
That's what I needed.
All right, kicking it all off.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Becky. Have a great day.
Whoever texted
Thanks,
in,
guys.
Just turn off the notifications and check it once a week. That do you understand? This is like emails, though. We get these every day. Like, there could be a work problem mixed in with all of this because
there
our boss is now telling new employees to use it. That's all they're using. Where I'm over here on... email.
Remember
with everyone else.
So this was a few weeks, probably months ago. Our boss sent us some draft up like T-shirts of different logos. Like, oh, we want to try some new Milwaukee style shirts, right?
That was work related.
Right? But I didn't see it for a good 2-3 days because it was not work related in my brain. When you see all these messages come in, it got lost in the shuffle of a million happy birthdays. Mm-hmm. So I went, oh yeah, ain't none of this is important. Yeah.
Oh my God. Whoever texted in at my last job, we had to look, stop and find the elf on the shelf. Oh, it would have been on if they made me go do that.
I'm not doing that.
I got
actual work to do.
Let's go to Glenn in Oconomowoc because he's not really on my side, is what I heard. Hi, Glenn.
Hey there.
Morning, Glenn. What's the word?
Jerk or not the jerk?
Oh, I'm going with jerk on the side.
Rude.
Why though? Fine. Explain yourself.
Okay, here's the thing. I sympathize. I work for a company where we just get blown up on Slack all the time. When I first got it, I was like, I cannot with this.
Yes.
Plus email, plus other apps. But here's the thing. Yes to the social channels. Yes, also, you can set it so that it only notifies you when you're added or when somebody asks your name or at channel you belong to. But also, those birthday ones, you can set it so that you do not get notified again about a thread. So one thread about one person's birthday, you can easily opt out of. Then you just choose select times on your day where you're going to check the app and you don't check it outside of that.
So, Glenn, I got to go in once a day and unsubscribe from 7 different comments about nothing having to do with work. That's what you're telling me. I'm just making sure I understand
this. Well, you also set priority channels. So you put those in the not priority selection.
Like Becky was saying.
And you don't have to check them.
In fairness, there are side channels. So am I the jerk knowing there's no side channels, Glenn? Am I still the jerk?
There's
no side channels. Right now, it's all on one.
He said, girl, I'm trying to help you out here. Listen, I mean, I'm calling you the jerk, but I'm giving you a solution.
I will say this is genius. The advice him and Becky gave is what we need.
Yeah, true.
This would solve our problems. But for now, we don't have those. And I actually am really glad you guys called in with that because that will help this problem, I think.
Yeah, well, and this isn't about a solution.
Hard hands might be the jerk here for not setting up this organization and keeping you all distracted because it is a thing you can fix.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're getting somewhere.
There we go, Glenn.
I'm getting motivated and I'm getting reinvigorated about my job. See, now I'm back.
Now Allie's smiling to be here.
Now I'm back.
Good job, Glenn.
I'm going to go not a jerk.
I have
never changed someone's vote in the middle of Am I the Jerk before, but here we are.
That is the most Midwest nice thing. Don't you appease her.
I have this problem.
Based on the facts, I'm not the jerk, though.
Cap. Nah, Cap. 10 toes, man. You said jerk to start with. That's what we going
with. Whatever, DZ. Whose side are you on anyway? Bye, Glenn.
Later, man.
Bye.
All right, Clayton's in Lake Mills. He's going to be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing on a Monday morning?
Well, are we getting it, man?
I'm trying to be positive, but it's really because I know nobody's listening today because they don't come in until Tuesday.
So one or two people, maybe.
All the people that that I'm going off about using our Slack channel. We had to add an app, and now it's all about basically life stuff. Nobody's writing anything about work on it, and I've about had it.
I feel you. But, you know, we're trying.
Jerk?
We're trying.
Are not the jerk today.
Yes, thank God. I didn't know where you're going with that.
I didn't know about all the extra applications, but now you guys know. Now you guys can fix it. Because if a person doesn't, like, know anything, you can't fix anything you can't fix. You know what I mean? So
true.
Now you guys got a little update, and now you guys can now you can get back at it.
Fine enough. Somebody texted and said, Allie, you're the jerk from all the responses. It sounds like you should have been looking for a solution and not just going against it. Hold on. I'm not the boss. I'm not in charge. I'm not a manager. It's not my job.
What solution are we supposed to go with?
Why am I supposed to fix something our boss? No, that's ridiculous. Then I'm really stepping on his toes going because I've already said to him that I don't like it, and he got mad.
And here's how we're going to make it better, though.
And he said to me, deal with it.
I hear what you're saying.
So I already threw a fit about it, people. And he said, but
now that we know
that there are other, you can create other channels, I'm going to request it. Is everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
I will request we get a social channel.
I ain't got no
that just made your morning. Look at that. You just made your morning and you got that. Bam!
Bam! Mic drop, Clayton.
All right, Clayton, thanks for calling.
Awesome. Have a great day, guys.
You too, man. Later.
I wonder if I'm going to hear about this.
Oh, you will.
I will.
You 100% will.
Whatever.
You probably got a text already.
I probably do. But I'm going to ignore it because it's on Slack, so I'll never see it. That's the good news.